We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Have you heard this before, that stress can make you lose your hair?
I have heard that.
Yes. So researchers at Harvard University have linked a hormone mice release when they are stressed to the suppressed production of a protein that promotes the growth of hair follicles when a person or animal is stressed. So there is truth to it. It's not been proven to apply to humans, but the researchers say that we likely have something similar happen. And experts are hoping that if they can understand the underlying cause of human hair loss, they can produce therapeutics that can prevent stress-inducing balding.
Okay, the only question I have out of any of that, I believe that the research exists. I believe that they can do this experiment. How did they stress out the mice?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What did they do to these mice? What kind of weird medieval torture did they do to these poor little helpless mice?
And then did their hair just instantly start falling out?
And then the mice are just in the corner rocking back and forth and their hair's falling out. I mean,
that sounds awful.
Was it loud music? Did they withhold food? Did they, did they bring over other mice that those mice don't like? It's like, oh, great, Mickey's here again. I can't stand that mouse.
That's
my only question. This is the way
they don't release that information.
This is the way my stinking brain works. I can't just take it for what it is and go, oh, they did research, the mice lost hair.
You're going to stress yourself out and you're going to start losing your hair. Stop it.
Well, there you go. I already have a pretty tall forehead and I've got a widow's peak, they call it. So the way it looks, I'm starting to kind of look like Eddie Munster's uncle. It's kind of scary.